Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 5, Spirit-empowered witnessing. Thirsty. The life-transforming power of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, we hear in this report of Luke how Paul moved on to Europe, to Philippi. In Greece, and there he found, the Apostle Paul, no synagogue. This was a problem, because normally he went there, preached, and then you could see the outcome of it. But there's no synagogue, no Jews around. They found some at the river. Only women, we would say, no men. But one of these women, Lydia, a very, very rich woman, she was a seller of purple, and therefore very rich. She heard the words of Paul, and the Lord opened her heart. She was converted and baptized, and Lydia became a milestone for the advancement of the gospel in northern Greece. But the devil does not like anything like that. And one day, Paul and Silas, his companion, were surrounded, beaten, attacked. They were really hurt and arrested. And it was, it was hard for them. The magistrates rent off the clothes, we read in Acts 16, verse 22, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them to the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. After you have been beaten, feet in the stocks, you can't move. Although every part of your body hurts and you would like to turn around, you're not able to. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. So this is not normal, isn't it? Every part of your body aches. You have been beaten. Your feet are fast in the stocks. And you sing songs of praise. Oh God, how great you are. What happens then? Verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. No more feet in the stocks. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do yourself no harm, for we are all here. surprise. He called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" It's the most important question on earth. What must I do to be saved? And the answer is here in one sentence. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him. And you shall be saved. And your house. Believe in the Lord. Trust him. And he was baptized during this night. Amazing, isn't it? This is amazing. Work of the Holy Spirit.